following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. Gifts and smoking accessories are on sale right now at reduced prices, including a large selection of Woodwick candles, vaporizers from Puff King, Grenco, Wolf, and Stealth Hybrid, shirts, hats, and adult novelty gifts. Say Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 15 minutes from West Memphis, 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 years of age or older to purchase smoking-related items. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland, episode number 161. Happening this time out, music on the way a little bit later on from Tiger High. I've had a sort of an interesting week. It wasn't really the best of things. I'm not going to elaborate on that, but it's been a kind of a difficult week. I won't elaborate right now, but I will at some point. The thing about it is that it has driven me. I was looking at this earlier, like I usually do right before I sit down to record this. I go through social media to see what's going on, and I have noticed this about myself over the past several days, that I am steering further and further away from social media, aside from the work that I do and the promoting of this, promoting of the other show, whatever it is that I do. I don't know. I'm a lurker. I do look through it. I read what other people write. There's drama. There's a lot of drama, and it's it's nothing new. And there's some other callous things that get said, and it has nothing to do with politics. I'm not even going there. I'm tired of that. I know you guys are too. I'm just over that whole thing. Just people being people, and it's depressing enough. You know, I had a tough week this past week. And, you know, you when you go through something quasi-traumatic or something sad, you try and find ways to distract yourself even for a moment. And, you know, I'm sitting in my office and I'm, you know, not really into doing any other thing. And I just start perusing through social media thinking that I would probably feel better. That is not the case. There have been a lot of stories and studies that have been done about the way people feel when they look into social media, when they spend time looking like I do. And the overall conclusion is that Facebook, especially, is very good at making your depression worse. Why would that be? Some of the ideas was that you would see people having a much better life than you, and therefore you'd be going, oh, this blows, not knowing for any real reason of whether or not any of that is true. Or the opposite, you see people having a horrible time with their lives and they have nothing to turn to except they go into social media with it. And it's sad, it's upsetting, and it's to the point now where there for a while, and I guess it's been ingrained in all of us, that you spend any time on it and you get sucked into the world that is social media. And as you go through it, you feel like, okay, I got to log off now and I've got to go do something else. Say sign off, log out, whatever it is that you do. And you go on and you do you know, real world things. And then you I don't know, a few hours later, you come back, you know, it's like, let me see what's going on. See if I missed anything. As it turns out, every time I have asked myself this question, did I miss anything? The answer pretty much, no, entirely, has always been, no, I didn't miss a goddamn thing. I didn't miss a thing. But yet I feel compelled that I have to be logged into it, that I have to see the latest and greatest. I have to see what people are on about. And I don't know why that is. And it has exacerbated certain bits of sadness that I have dealt with here recently. There's been some things that you try and distract yourself from, but you find yourself getting sucked back into this sort of thing. And it's, God, it's horrible. It becomes a self, I don't know, it's just a self-defeating thing. And it's bad enough, you know, coming from a guy like me who does so much professionally and trying to find my way in the world and trying to, you know, help, just trying to earn my worth. And you see these things, and you watch what people are writing and saying and doing, and it's just, it's horrible. It's upsetting. So I've made a little bit more of a conscious effort to stay away from it, and it did great all up until a couple of hours ago when I was perusing through there, and somebody had made some post about, I'm not even going to get into it, somebody made a post about something that kind of internally sort of, I was like, you motherfucker, that it kind of pissed me off. It really did. It wasn't about me or anything. It just was, you know, wow. And so I logged out. I went outside for a minute. I came back in. I was looking at some other stuff. And what did I just instinctively did is I signed right back into it. And I just let it get to me. And it goes back to all of us at some way, shape, or form are trying to keep up with each other, keeping up with the Joneses, I suppose. In this professional world that I work in, you get sucked into what other people think or feel. Why? I don't know. I guess it's just inherent to how we in this industry who talk and have need for things to talk about get sucked into this. And I guess because of our desire to explore the human condition. But there's really, it's getting to the point now where there's really so much of it that you can take. It becomes so, oh God, this is insane. I can't take this anymore. I'm going to have to go away from it. But if I go away from it, I'll feel like I'm going to miss something. It turns out I don't. Nobody, you don't miss a damn thing. You don't miss anything. And I can use it for purely selfish reasons to promote, because I know there's people out there that do spend every stinking waking moment on social media trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. What the hell is, why is everybody thinking the way that they're thinking? Why are they saying this? Hey, let's get into a political argument. Let's take a look at what I'm having for lunch today. Oh my God, I'm having a problem with my girlfriend. She's a blah. And it's just noise. It's all it is. It's noise. It becomes an echo chamber, and it becomes, quite frankly, unbearable. And then there is this. It's the realization that we are all really insignificant. I know this sounds kind of dumb and weird, but take a look at, I'm a fan of scientific things. There's a bit that I do on the morning show, Radio Memphis in the Morning, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time at Radio Memphis. There's a bit that we do at the end of the show called Science News, where I find something that is, I find somewhat interesting and easily digestible that I'd like to lay out to the public, new scientific discoveries or something that has happened out there that we've learned something new. To this sort of thing is, to me, fascinating because it's the progress of humanity. And a lot of times I come across stories of the space program, which is huge. I didn't mean to sound like that guy. It's huge. We've got a substantial space program. And one of the things that we have out there in space is we have probes. We have probes that are out there flying through our solar system. And every once in a while they turn themselves around and they aim the camera back at us when they're so far away from here. And you realize the distance that's involved. For example, I think it's Jupiter, the Cassini stuff. And we've had several probes and whatnot that have flown around Jupiter in the past. And you get out there, which takes, nearly 9 months, I think, to get there. It's a long way. That's at like 40,000 miles an hour. It's a long way. And when they get there, I guess for reference, they always like to turn the camera around and aim it back toward Earth and hopefully get the shot. The pale blue dot, if you will, the one we've seen. This one that was taken from the surface of Mars, which is just, it's flabbergasting. And when they look back, and you look back at just how, not just distance, how far it is, but how everything, I mean, these are great high definition photographs that have been taken. And there's this speck on your screen. It's not more than a few megapixels, you know, or a few pixels. It's just a few pixels on your screen. And it's this very pretty blue dot against this enormous sea of blackness. And that little dot represents everything we know and who we know at that time. It's a long way. But it's how small this is. It's how terrifyingly insignificant you can automatically feel. You know, you become sort of self-aware in a very weird space. Now, I know right now there's probably some of you going, oh, God, this is getting dark. Kind of, yes. Because I think it points to something that is important. At least to me. And it's something that I try and keep in my mind, that every day we all have our routines. I have my routine. I get up. I go through my morning ritual. I'm dressed eventually. Dog is taken care of. My stuff is gathered. I'm headed to the car. I'm driving to the job, mostly in silence. And I get there and I think about what I'm doing and I do the job, and then I go through the whole thing that everybody does where you're worrying about stuff and you're fighting for your survival, trying to justify your existence, trying to make it all that important. And really, what do you find out? You know, when you go back and you go back home at the end of the day, back home to your loved ones, and you have your dinner and you clean the kitchen or watch TV or play a video game, and then eventually it's time for bed, and then you start all over. And it's filled with doubt and worry and fear and very little real joy sometimes, at least it, you know, here of late for me. And I've already been accused of not of being a joyless human being here of late. Like I said, I'm not going to elaborate, but there are times. I mean, we all have this, and it's hard sometimes to, you know, and I'm not going to fake being happy. This is not going to happen. But then I go back and I look back at that picture, you know, that picture of that little tiny little dot, that little blue dot in space. And that's us. That's everybody I've ever known. Everybody who will ever live starts there. Everything that's ever been built, everything that's ever been created, implemented, or failed, it's there. It will always be there until someday it's not. Chances are, by our own hand. And all of the sudden, it becomes really insignificant. All of this. Every bit, everything that we do, all of this chasing and my back is against the wall, the clock is ticking, I got things to do, I got to get this to happen, I got to do this, I got to do this, and boom, 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 boom. You know, all these things are having to happen, but for what? Because we're all just really, really small. Those of you who may be deeply religious, who I see on social media a lot. Don't get me wrong, I'm not disparaging you by any means. And there's all these, well, you got to pray for this and pray for that. Unspoken prayers are needed. Pray here, pray that. So-and-so went into the hospital, pray. I need your help. Prayer warriors come. You know, all of that. Okay, fine. If that's what makes you feel better. Perhaps it does good. I don't know. I don't have the evidence for that. But sometimes it's easy for me to doubt any of this, because if I'm sitting here looking at that picture of the Earth from all of those millions and trillions of miles, and it's this tiny little dot out there, why does any deity give a flat fuck about that tiny little spot in the middle of nowhere with nothing around it? And what makes us so special? When we're too busy focusing on ourselves instead of looking out. First thing we did when we started putting satellites up into space was aim them back at us. we put nice cameras up there, and the first thing we did is we aimed them back at the Earth. I kind of know what things look like down here. I'd be a little more interested in seeing what's out there. It's vast. It's scary. There's a lot of things out there. I don't know what I'm getting at with any of this. I guess aside from the fact that sometimes our own insignificance is a lost thought, because we do, we lose sight of these things. I know I do. I try and overcome my setbacks as much as anybody else does, but you know, I'll sit here and I'll bitch about all the radio industries and all, oh, it's in horrible shape and blah, 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 blah. And then you look at just how small all of this is, and it really doesn't mean that much. You know, I saw a fascinating film, a documentary, if you will, it's about a 30-minute piece. You can find it on YouTube. It's about an island called Tristan da Cunha. It is the most remote civilized island in the world. It's in the South Atlantic. It's about 1,500 miles west of South Africa from the Cape. It is 9 days one way by boat. There's no air traffic there. Yet there's about 300 people that live there, about, I don't know, 9 or 10 families, all told, maybe more. And they've been there since the 1800s for the most part. Fascinating, fascinating look at how, and it's a modern place. They have electricity, they have running water. Hell, they have cars, they get gasoline there. They have, it's mostly an agrarian type deal. They have sheep, they've got cows, they've got chickens, they grow food. They don't really have much for internet. It's very, very slight at best. There's no mobile telephone service, yet there's a landline system that gets them at least to South Africa's trunk line so they can get out. It's a British Commonwealth. Tristan da Cunha, the town that is the only one little settlement there on this island. The town is called Edinburgh of the Seven Seas. And I just search Tristan, Tristan da Cunha on YouTube, and you'll find it. There's several videos, and there's one that I saw is about a half hour long, and it's a very well done piece and very, very beautiful. And the people there, as they spoke to, they just live this life that is obviously so different from the rest of ours, because they're in an area that's in essence cut off from the rest of the world. I mean, shit, they're 1,500 miles from the next civilization, from Cape Town. 1,500 miles from Cape Town. 9 days by ship. And these people live a very different life from you and I. They really do. They live a life that is simple. And it doesn't have all the trappings of upward mobility or... I mean, their economy is completely different, even with just 300 people. No one really owns much of anything. Everybody shares, which is odd. Well, there you go with your politics, bro. No, it's not what I mean. It's just you have to see this to understand what happens here and what it's about. It works for them. And I was sitting there watching this with great fascination. It's a beautiful place. And I was sitting there thinking about how, well, this would be kind of cool to, you know, spend some time there. Of course, when you go to there, if you go there as a visitor, you're going to be there for a while because the boats from Cape Town come about once every 8 to 9 months. So you're going to be there for a bit. And you see a side of humanity that is vastly different. These are sweet people, and they have fun, and there's a dance hall there. And they go out on some nights and they dance and they drink wine and beer and liquor. And then they work. They have cows and they plant crops, vegetables and potatoes and things. And they live a very simple life. When somebody needs help, somebody helps them. When you go fishing, you go fishing with your neighbors and you're bringing back sustenance for everybody. Everybody has a job. Everybody has something to do. And yet everybody doesn't seem to be worked up. They do have a police department there, which I found sort of amusing. It's one guy. And I guess his only job is to make sure the teenagers don't get too far out of control. There's no real crime there. Of the videos, one of the things you'll notice about everybody's house, there's no locks on them. Right? You know, it's that everybody knows everybody. You can't get away with anything. And it is. It's so remote and so taken far away from everything in the world. And it's almost, I guess, if you're on Mars looking back at Earth and seeing that little remote spot here on our Earth, because most of us are, let's be fair, nobody who's listening to this is going to Mars anytime soon. But you can, if you have the wherewithal financially to pull it off, you can get to this island. You can get there. You can go. They have a website. They'll hook you up. They'll figure out a way for you to get there. If it's on this planet, you can find a way to do it. And there's ways to do this. And you think for a moment how nice it might be to go be on this tiny little remote spot from everywhere in the world. It's a complete disconnect. And it's an odd look. It's an interesting feeling. And you look back at the rest of the world from their vantage point, and they don't get breaking news. They don't get, Lord knows they don't have Facebook. They don't get to hear all of that we hear every day. And that's a good thing for them. It just goes to show, I guess, sometimes a good disconnect is pretty well, because it's a matter of being able to look at the reality of the fact that we are, as a species, a pretty interesting creature. We're tiny. We're nearly insignificant, aside from the fact that we're the only, that we are aware of, the only living creatures with the capability of destroying our own home. Not only with the ability, but somehow it seems like, to a certain extent, the desire to do so. And yet we chase and chase and chase and chase that almighty dollar, or chase that upward mobility thing, only to find ourselves at the end of the line going, is this what we're really living for? I don't know. Perhaps Tristan da Cunha would be a good place to just go. Although I think I would probably get island fever after a while. It would be to a point where, and it's a sizable island, but it would be like, okay, I'm ready to go. I got to get out of here. I'm sensory deprivation here. I got to go find out what everybody else is doing. You know, it would be one of those things. An interesting side note, alcoholism seems to be a slight problem there on this island because, well, frankly, they're on a small island in the middle of nowhere. What the fuck else do you think they're going to do? Make more islanders? They don't really have much of a medical facility. There's a guy there who's a doctor. But I'm thinking that childbirth is not something you particularly want to go through intentionally there, although it does happen. That it does. Just remember, we're really small. And we're getting smaller, too. That's the thing about social media. We're all getting a little bit smaller. Our little village has gotten to be, well, frankly, it's gotten to be pretty busy. And it's easy for me to know what my friends in different locales across the world are doing. Same it is with you. So maybe that little island is not that far off the grid, is it? They all know what they're doing within the 300 people that are living there. It's the rest of us trying to figure it out amongst ourselves, right? I guess that the average the person on Facebook has, what, about 300, 400, 500 friends, something like that, maybe 300 friends. So you're not far from it, I guess, in a virtual sense. Yeah, it is certainly something to consider. Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. Great deals on gifts and smoking accessories can be found right now at Wizards. Check out the large selection of Woodwick candles with new lower prices, vaporizers, shirts, hats, and so much more. Say Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 15 minutes from West Memphis, 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards! Because it's still smoking. Must be 18 years of age or older to purchase smoking-related items.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
Never in my understanding of life, in this business, in the broadcast business, which is designed to be run almost entirely by the advertising industry, have I discovered just a lack of creativity in advertisement. Because the best that seems to be coming up now, the only thing that seems to have any way remote creativity and advertisement doesn't happen during the Super Bowl. Those ads last year's Super Bowl, this year's Super Bowl, they sucked. They were horrible. They didn't prompt me to, couldn't even tell you who all was in there aside from the mainstays. But I tell you what, now some of the things that I see, Never in my life have I even thought for a moment. But absolutely, this is how good some of this is. That I could have this much fun taking a dump. That's how it works. That's advertisement, isn't it?
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Right on. Okay, you've heard what's coming up next time. You know, I didn't mean to be, you know, I know, don't apologize. I'm not really apologizing. I just, you know, sometimes when I sit down, I don't necessarily have I have too much of an idea of where I'm going to go. And in my head, when I started as doing one thing, wound up turning into something different. I did mention that it was a bit of a difficult week for me and the household around here. I'll explain why. One of our beloved dogs had passed away, and as such, it became that's a traumatic experience anyway for some. You know, for people like my wife and I, who this is, you know, we are all that we have, and aside from who we open our home to, which in our case is four-legged creatures, because the ones of the two-legged variety tend to be, well, frankly, moronic, and. We lost those of you who know me and know of the dogs. Our lovely dear girl Zoe had passed away last week, and that was a pretty rough time. And in a way, it still kind of is, because there's, you know, everything that goes with that. And I'm not going to elaborate any further than that. But I felt you know, during that break there, that I needed to at least sort of somehow explain that for you. So not to be a downer or anything like that. I mean, I felt I sort of owed you somewhat of an explanation. These things happen, and it's, you know, it's because the other dog here, Jack, is beside himself, and he's a bit lost, and he's trying to figure out what the hell's going on. And everything's going to be fine. It always does. Everything always does works out for the best. And it goes back to thinking about being on that little pale blue dot, because one of the things that does come up that I didn't mention was the question that everybody tends to ask of themselves is, does any of this really matter? That's kind of where I was going with this, and it may have been incorrect of me to suggest so, but it's just, as you know, those of you who have been listening to this show long enough to understand that this is a free form thing, and these things, well, they tend to, you know, they whatever comes from my head through my mouth, through basically no filtering at all, to land into your conscience, is just to be able to put a little perspective into certain things. So hopefully that explains all that. So with that, it's time to brighten the mood up a little bit. We've got some music for you. These guys, this is a good traditional Midtown Memphis sound. They've been around for a while. They've done some pretty groovy stuff in the past. This is a song that you can hear quite frequently at Radio Memphis, because it is in regular rotation there, and you can always request it when it comes time for you to want to hear it. The band is called Tiger High. Tiger High is a reference to the University of Memphis, because it used to be Memphis State, and the running gag was, well, it's just Tiger High, because their mascot, of course, is the Tigers, the University of Memphis Tigers, and that's where that comes from. Anyway, they got a great song, and they got a fantastic sound. The song here we're going to play for you is called Coral Castle. So here it is, kids, Tiger High from Radioland. We'll be right back. There you go, kids. Coral Castle from the band Tiger High. See, I would normally go back and fix that, but no, no. It's Tiger High. You can find them on Facebook. Just search for Tiger High. You'll find them, and you can meet the boys in the band. They are Jake and Toby Vest, Greg Robertson, a guy that I've worked with before when I was working at the Evil Empire. He's also an old radio friend of mine and a great drummer, just an all-around decent cat. Greg Fison, also in the outfit, their hometown from Memphis. They're on the Trashy Creatures Records label that you can find there, a little independent thing there. They're also with Burger Records and Volar Records. They are, you know, as they say, I like this is how they put it. They are from the very center of rock and roll, the music mecca of Memphis. The group is composed of the guys that I was just telling you about. They've got history with Jack Oblivion, the Trashed Romeos, Echo Friendly, Raining Sound, Arthur Lee's Love, the Trashed Romeos, Compulsive Gamblers, which is another outstanding outfit, Shadow Brother, and many other bands that they've all kind of come together with. And this is just a fine outfit. So if you want to learn more, find them on Facebook. Look for Tiger High. They're a good bunch of guys. And I like how they just set up their genre. Loud as hell. So very true. Check out Tiger High and go get their records. Really? Yeah, I think you'll enjoy them. They got like three of them. So go and enjoy that music. All right, kids. That's it for me. I'm done this time out here from the world headquarters from Radioland, I suppose, is the best way to go. You've heard what's coming up next time. We'll have some more music, and we'll have us a fine old time. And we do what we can. You know what I mean? If anything, open up the head just a few more degrees and maybe understand where everybody's coming from, I guess. I don't know. It's a lame attempt to impart some type of wisdom, and I sucked horrible at it. On that, take care of yourselves, take care of one another, and we'll see you next time. And for God's sake, quit shooting each other. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been from Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.